some of the sights and sounds from behind the scenes as the players go on the prowl from the locker room through the Flames onto the field. And they're getting ready for the regular season, folks. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. They're getting ready for the regular season because the preseason is finally over. Gus Bradley dressed everyone tonight, everyone who was healthy. But the story was he didn't start as many as 14 of his frontline guys, including quarterback Chad Henne, several offensive and defensive linemen, Paul Posluszny, John Sirpian, you get the point. One notable guy who did warm up for the first time, Allen Robinson. It was good to see the rookie from Penn State, who struggled with that hamstring since early back in June. So since Chad Henne didn't play, it meant Blake Bortles was going to get his first NFL start in the preseason. And whether or not it's the last start he gets this year, we don't know. But if it was, he made the most of it. He finished 4 of 6 for 86 yards and a beautiful 57-yard strike to Marquise Lee for his second touchdown pass of the preseason. And his quarterback rating, how about this, 149.3. Bortles made the most of his opportunities tonight.
I mean, as a competitor in football, I mean, you want to play. You know, you want to go play, obviously, but I think you have to understand your role, and I understand mine. As Chad's our starter, and I'm, you know, the backup. So now my role kind of shifts, and, you know, I got to go try and get work and get better at practice, you know, doing stuff for the defense on scout team and working to improve in those ways.
We put a lot of time into this thought process about, you know, how do we keep Blake, you know, growing and, you know, with reps. So you'll see him in with the first group. He'll get some reps in some of our team periods, two reps here or there. He'll throw for all the service team reps, not all of them, maybe a couple of the periods. And then he'll go work on a field and do some individual work with Coach Selfel.
There were plenty of smiles as the Jags left the field after the final preseason game. But tomorrow, there will be plenty of frowns. The Jags have to cut their roster from 75 to 53, which means at least 22 guys will say goodbye to their NFL dreams.
Definitely tomorrow is a day that, you know, it's bittersweet, man. You know what I mean? It's one step closer to where you want to be, and for others, it may be a step back. But you know what? You know, Gus always talks about being able to capture opportunities to be better as a person, as a player. You know, so an ending here may be a great start somewhere else for others.
Couple of game notes for you. Ace Sanders saw his only preseason action. Remember, he won't be available until October the 5th with a four-game suspension. He had nice punt returns of 31 and 23 yards in the second half. Luke Bowanko, who many presume will be the starting center, went the entire first half. And Denard Robinson, who's fighting for that backup running back's job, also went almost the entire first half tonight. And Dakota Watson, who missed a lot of training camp in the first two preseason games, now has sacks in back-to-back games to finish out the preseason. He's certainly a guy the Jaguars are counting on. Well, stay tuned to Jaguars.com throughout the night and into tomorrow for all the coverage you need to get ready for the start of the regular season. For Rapid Recap on Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.